This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Shingles Vaccination and Dementia Prevention: Why Randomized Trials Are Critically Needed. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Giorgi Pakadze, MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. Observational evidence linking live attenuated shingles vaccination to reduced dementia risk has reached an unprecedented level of robustness, according to commentary published in Nature Medicine in June 2026. Both the U.S. National Institutes of Health, NIH, expert workshop and an international consensus panel on Alzheimer's disease drug repurposing have now identified large-scale randomized controlled trials, RCTs, of shingles vaccination as the critical next step for dementia prevention research. Key takeaways: observational data on live attenuated shingles vaccination for dementia prevention represents an unusually robust evidence base for a preventive intervention, according to Nature Medicine commentary. Both the NIH expert workshop and International Alzheimer's Disease Consensus Panel have prioritized RCTs of shingles vaccination as the essential pathway forward. The evidence gap between observational findings and definitive trial data creates a critical need for randomized trial infrastructure and funding commitment. If proven effective in RCTs, shingles vaccination could represent a major breakthrough in primary dementia prevention strategy. Two major expert bodies, the NIH and International Alzheimer's Disease Researchers, have independently identified shingles vaccination RCTs as the highest priority for dementia prevention research. The evidence-to-trial pipeline for shingles vaccination and dementia, progression of evidence strength from observational data to randomized trials, 2020-2026 observational studies, multiple cohorts, very strong NIH expert consensus, strong international Alzheimer's consensus, strong randomized trial evidence not yet available source, Nature Medicine, June 2026, NIH expert workshop, international consensus panel. Georgian Medical Journal News. Why observational evidence alone is not sufficient. The distinction between observational data and randomized trial evidence is fundamental to clinical translation. While observational studies can identify associations and generate hypotheses, they cannot definitively establish causation or account for all confounding variables. A commentary published in Nature Medicine emphasizes that the current observational evidence on shingles vaccination and dementia reduction has achieved an exceptional level of consistency across multiple cohorts and populations, unusual for preventive interventions, yet still falls short of the evidentiary standard required for clinical guideline adoption and public health investment. The challenge facing dementia prevention research is particularly acute. Dementia develops over decades, making prospective trials logistically complex and expensive. However, the convergence of multiple independent observational findings demonstrating reduced dementia incidence in vaccinated populations has created what experts consider a compelling case for moving forward with randomized trials. Expert consensus identifies shingles vaccination as a priority. The NIH expert workshop and the International Expert Consensus on Alzheimer's Disease Drug Repurposing have both independently concluded that large-scale randomized trials of shingles vaccination represent the most critical next step for the field. According to the Nature Medicine commentary, this dual endorsement reflects a rare degree of agreement across research communities that the observational evidence warrants the substantial investment required for RCT conduct. This consensus is notable because it suggests that experts believe the probability of positive trial outcomes is sufficiently high to justify the cost and complexity of such studies. For reference, readers interested in broader dementia prevention strategies can explore clinical updates on preventive health interventions. We have never had as robust a body of evidence from observational data on an intervention for dementia as we do for live attenuated shingles vaccination, and both the NIH expert workshop and International Alzheimer's Disease Consensus Panel have identified large-scale randomized trials as the crucial next step. Nature Medicine Commentary, June 2026. Challenges in designing dementia prevention trials. Randomized trials of dementia prevention face unique methodological challenges. Dementia diagnosis typically occurs 10 to 30 years after initial exposure to potential risk or protective factors, requiring trials with extended follow-up periods, large sample sizes, and robust retention protocols. These demands impose substantial financial and logistical burdens that have historically limited the number of large-scale prevention trials completed in neurodegenerative disease. The proposed shingles vaccination trials would need to recruit cognitively normal older adults, likely aged 60 or older, randomize them to live-attenuated shingles vaccine or placebo, and follow them for a decade or more to detect differences in dementia incidence. This design would require careful attention to recruitment, follow-up retention, and validation of dementia diagnoses using standardized criteria. For more on trial design considerations in neurodegenerative research, the New Studies category on news.gmj.ge regularly publishes emerging trial methodologies. The biological plausibility and mechanism questions, a critical question for randomized trials, will be clarifying the biological mechanism linking varicella zoster virus, VZV, and herpes zoster to dementia pathology. Several hypotheses have been proposed in the literature. VZV may contribute to vascular inflammation, amyloid beta accumulation, or tau pathology. Alternatively, shingles vaccination might reduce neuroinflammation by preventing active VZV reactivation in the nervous system. Understanding these mechanisms would strengthen the rationale for trials and help identify which populations might benefit most. Current observational data are insufficient to resolve these mechanistic questions. Randomized trials coupled with nested biomarker substudies measuring cerebrospinal fluid, CSF, amyloid beta, phosphorylated tau, inflammatory cytokines, and VZV-specific immune responses would provide critical evidence on causality and mechanism. This multi-level evidence approach would also inform future prevention strategies targeting related pathways. What this means for patients. If randomized trials confirm the observational findings, shingles vaccination could become a major component of dementia prevention strategy for older adults. Current evidence suggests potential benefit, but individual decisions should await definitive trial results and clinical guidance from healthcare providers. For clinicians, healthcare providers should remain aware of the emerging observational evidence linking shingles vaccination to dementia risk reduction, communicate this possibility transparently with patients, and follow upcoming trial results closely. Vaccination recommendations may evolve based on RCT outcomes. For policymakers, funding agencies and public health authorities should prioritize and resource large-scale randomized trials of shingles vaccination for dementia prevention. These trials represent a critical translational step that could have major population-level impact if positive, given the high prevalence of both herpes zoster and dementia in aging populations. Frequently asked questions: what makes the current observational evidence on shingles vaccination and dementia prevention so robust? According to the Nature Medicine commentary, multiple independent observational cohorts have consistently demonstrated associations between live attenuated shingles vaccination and reduced dementia incidence. This consistency across diverse populations is unusually strong for a preventive intervention and suggests a real signal rather than random variation. However, observational studies cannot definitively prove causation or rule out unmeasured confounding. Why is randomized trial evidence necessary if observational data already show an association? Randomized controlled trials eliminate selection bias and confounding by design. Participants are randomly assigned to intervention or control groups, ensuring that baseline characteristics are balanced. Observational studies, by contrast, cannot account for all factors influencing both vaccination uptake and dementia risk. RCTs provide the gold standard evidence needed for clinical guideline adoption and public health policy decisions. How long would these trials take and what would they cost? Dementia prevention trials require extended follow-up periods, typically 10 plus years, to detect differences in dementia incidence, and would need large sample sizes, potentially 5,000 to 10,000 plus participants. Such trials are among the most expensive and logistically complex studies in clinical research, often requiring $100 million-plus in funding. The NIH and international funding bodies would need to commit substantial resources to initiate and sustain such trials. What comes next, toward clinical translation? The identification of shingles vaccination RCTs as a research priority by both the NIH and international Alzheimer's consensus bodies signals that funding agencies and research institutions should begin planning trial infrastructure. This includes developing protocols, identifying research sites with capacity for long-term follow-up, establishing biomarker collection pipelines, and securing funding commitments. The success of these trials will depend on sustained investment and coordination across institutions and countries. If randomized trials confirm the observational findings, the implications for public health would be substantial. A safe, widely available, inexpensive intervention, shingles vaccination is already recommended for older adults by most national immunization programs, could be repositioned as a dementia prevention strategy. Such a finding would represent a rare victory in the field of Alzheimer's disease prevention, a disease area with limited evidence for modifiable risk factors. The coming years will be critical for advancing this research agenda. For ongoing coverage of dementia prevention strategies and clinical updates, readers can follow health policy and global health categories on news.gmj.ge. Source: Why large-scale randomized trials of live attenuated shingles vaccination for dementia prevention are urgently needed, Nature Medicine, June 2026.